The soulmate is a false promise. Like a hologram, the soulmate appears as real, only to dissolve into a crisis of engulfment. The soulmate is a speculative bubble, a product of monstrous desire. If the soulmate is exceptional, then the anti-soulmate is a refusal of the terms of exception. The anti-soulmate is not an enemy, nor the label, after the fact, for a poorly matched lover, but the one taken up against the idea of love's fated singularity. The anti-soulmate is the one returned to, again and again, every time, with the knowledge that it could always have been different or other or not at all. If the soulmate is the central figure of cool optimism, then the anti-soulmate, ecstatic and unexceptional, is its antidote.
Good heaven,
Irreplaceable is an anti-soulmate anthem, an inversion of the love song formula, or a study of the boyfriend as clone. The fantasy of the boyfriend is displaced by invocation to an endless flow of boyf clones, generic, reproducible, standardized. The chorus is a celebration of love's unremarkability, a gesture of ambivalence that nevertheless celebrates the pleasure of unremarkability's sheer abundance. The anti-soulmate is an escape portal for anyone who's needed reprieve from the crush of the singular. If love is the maturation of an investment in desire, the soulmate appears as its ultimate payout. The two-as-one intimacy of the couple form is love's stock image, an endlessly iterated version of the expanded self in which the chimeric nature of desire is transformed into enduring companionship. In this ready-made narrative, love appears as unshakable, a truth that is confirmed by the mere presence of two bodies with one purpose. But, like all investment packages, love reveals itself to be an outcome of a fantasy, positioned like a little impotent shield at a future that terrifies. The soulmate turns out to be a cluster of contradictory promises, desire a chain of paradoxes. Irreplaceable is a portrait of the drive to both preserve and destroy the object of attachment. The song reiterates the desire for the couple form even as the fantasy of the soulmate is exposed. I Could Have Another You in a Minute dislodges the soulmate as ultimate proof of a real or authentic love, while at the same time expressing desire to return to the scene of love, not this love, but love with another, who is at once different and exactly the same. It is not the one that is loved, but love itself, which is the cruel optimistic end goal.
Thank you.
Irreplaceable acknowledges the impossibility of definitively capturing desire in a single object, instead tracing an image of desire as a force that moves in complex and contradictory ways. An anti-soulmate anthem is not heroic, like the love of an anti-soulmate is never foolproof. Irreplaceable, a title that describes the departing boyfriend's false sense of himself, not her opinion of him, is not triumphant but ambivalent. Ambivalence, above all, is love's affect. The dismissal of the bad boyfriend leads to speculation on all future boyfriends with no guarantee of their goodness. If love encapsulates the contradictory experiences of confusion and clarity, despair and optimism, dread and excitement, then the image of love is an optical illusion that disguises the chaos of love and desire in their naked forms. The love plot, straight line, rom-com, regulatory body, move subjects in love effortlessly from the romantic to the political. The soulmate, the sovereign state, the nuclear family and the good life are manifestations of the politicization of desire and its territories. Love, in this form, is bankrupt, a deregulated economy of desire that celebrates individualism while concealing structures of inequality. Yet despite what's obvious, love is more often a failed state or botched revolution. The opposite remains the ultimate fantasy, that love is the one, the true, the real.
Back.